Doing the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1832. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 7th day of Elul Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe said, "It is with pleasantness that I received your letter. It was not dated, has no date, and you also put a copy of the letter of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles." So the Rebbe says, "It is known in the Zohar, as well as in the writings of the Ari of blessed memory, that 30 days before the passing, already it begins." In other words, the person passing, his time of his time is up when he's going to be passing. 30 days beforehand, it's already sort of the lead up to the time of his passing. So that means that in the day that that was written, this was already within these 30 days. Apparently, the Rebbe wrote him a letter within 30 days of the 10th day of Shabbat in the year Tavshin Yud in 1950, when the passing of the previous Rebbe. So that letter was dated within the 30th day, and that means that it was in the beginning of his elevation into the supernal world, to the upper worlds, and this is therefore also elevates also the preciousness and the great value of this letter, because this was a letter that the Rebbe has written within 30 days of Yud Shvat, the previous Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, "I enjoyed that you paid attention to the lesson that we can learn from this, and that is to become closer to my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and to all of his students and those who are connected to him." And it's known this, that it's been explained in the Medrash Rabbah in Shmos, chapter 2, Beis, that this is the way that they tested Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should be fitting to be a shepherd and a leader of Israel, by the way that he paid attention, very much attention, to someone that has been pushed away. You know the story in the Medrash that there was a little sheep who was sort of left behind, and Moshe Rabbeinu's job, he went after, he was a shepherd, and he went and he took care of that sick or neglected sheep. And the fact that the Rebbe says that the fact that the Rebbe is, I guess, bringing him in as well, maybe he's been off to the side a little bit, but the Rebbe is sort of, the lesson is that the Rebbe is bringing him in and bringing him as close. So the Rebbe said, the Rebbe says further, "I'm in pain that you write in your letter that you did not have a chance yet to go ahead to travel and to order a shaitel." That's a wig.
Yeah.
Says, "I'm surprised that you are delaying this matter so long, especially that you know that which is explained in many areas, many places in Chassidus, and it's also logically understood that every moment you are able to acquire a whole world, or God forbid the opposite. So if so, every moment that's passing and you don't do in this matter, so you had the opportunity to build a full world, which means to draw down additional holiness in the whole world, as understood from the Geres HaTshuva of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 12. And just because of neglect, it hasn't been done. But the Rebbe says, "I'm not here to scream about the past, but at least now you should hasten yourself as much as possible. And that's also the reason I'm sending this letter special delivery." He's sending a special delivery in order to the urgency. So the Rebbe says, for sure you know that the Machane Yisrael, that is the organization, there is a special fund for loans for these matters. So in other words, if it's money, the Rebbe said there is money to be loaned for this. And the payments are very, very easy payments. So if this is the reason for the delay till now, it's a chaval, it's a shame that you didn't save this, and then it would have been already organized a long time ago. We would have had the money for that. Anyways, at least now you should hasten yourself properly, and it's known, the saying of our sages, that Zrizus Mevia Chulu, that the Pergovis says it brings eventually to all, to Tahara, to purity, etc., in the order of, as we concluded in the Gemara of Edizor Chofam Beis, eventually you come to Ruach HaKodesh, to having the Holy Spirit rest on you. The Rebbe is blessing him with success in your influences, in your new position, and also the old one, to instill in a spirit of fear of heaven, and with blessings for a Kachsiva Vachasima Tova. So here you see that the Rebbe was very delighted that he shared with the Rebbe a letter that the previous Rebbe has written within the 30 days of his passing. And the Rebbe says that value is because that's already the beginning of the elevation of the soul. And the Rebbe says, I'm glad you got the message that you need to sort of come closer, because that's the sign of a Jewish leader, is like Moshe Rabbeinu, to take care even those that are on the sides. And the Rebbe was also encouraging him. He's saying, it's a shame that you hadn't arranged for the Shaitel quicker than this. The Rebbe says, this is important. Every day you waste, you don't do it. This is, and the Rebbe said, I'm sending the letter, special delivery. This is urgent. And the Rebbe says, there's funds for this. There's loans and it's very easy payment. The Rebbe says, I hope it's not, that's not the delay. You should have said something so we would have made sure you could have gotten the money and wouldn't be able. In any event, the Rebbe says, now you know, don't delay it. The Rebbe blesses him with success in his influences, in influencing with Yerushalayim, fear of heaven, and blessing of Aksiv Achsimatovah.